Chunk Metal Cast Radio. Let's get underway with something special. This is Holy Rage with Al Atkins on vocals, the original singer of Judas Priest. Check this out.
Don't you know that you are driving me insane? I think it gives down to well to live and get right to my brain. To know you're driving me insane. Trying to find your way through life. Trying to find some new direction. Another woman's got your man, and you can't find a new connection. Take another drink or two, things look better when she's I'm
That was Holy Rage with Bell Atkins on vocals, the original singer of Judas Priest. Thanks to Willie Forrest, in House PR representative of Hunt Talent Management, for that hookup. And this one as well. This is Ronnie Monroe, former Metal Church vocalist, with a tune entitled Far.
Oh!
That was Ronnie Monroe, former Metal Church vocalist. Thanks again to Willie Forrest from Hunt Talent Management. Willie Forrest is also a media correspondent for Rat Pack Records, where you can find Ronnie Monroe's solo album. Check out ratpackrecords.com. That is Pack, spelled P-A-K. The classic metal continues. Alex Robles, the third of Final Assault Vengeance. And now, Final Vengeance.
Hey guys, Alexander the Third here. I'm going to give you a brief. We had started out back in the 80s when all the metal was coming out and everything was just hugely popular. You know, we put out a demo, consisted of four songs, which, you know, is available. You know, if you just look up Final Assault, you might be able to download the music. The second Final Assault was consisted of four band members, myself, Ruben Vela, Alex Beltran, David Vela, on drums. We wanted to do the same but different, if that makes any sense. I had my own idea of how I wanted to do the vocals and the arrangements. Dave helped with the lyrics on a lot of the tunes that we did. I think it was some more like, I don't know, maybe a 30-70 split somewhere down the line there. So, you know, we went to the studio, we recorded this thing. Funding obviously was a problem, you know, early on, where, you know, the more money you had, the better recording you had, and you know, so on. The second attempt, after the second band, Final Assault, disbanded, I wanted to do something a little bit more haunting, as well as heavier, more melodic, just try to express myself better vocally. So we went into a local studio that had just opened its doors. It was called Apple Crate Studios. Guy in there was just starting out. We worked out a deal with him where, you know, we would sort of pay as we went. You could tell the difference between the first two songs and the second set of songs. The earlier was Man-Made Murderer and Voices from Beyond. Now, there's an obvious difference between those two and the latter songs, which are Dark Side and Within the Realm. Well, having put those two together and you know, being short on funds, you know, we sort of went with that. The band itself never really did much playing live. We did a couple of shows here and there, but we never really had the funding, you know, for the equipment. 80s metal was still alive, but it was in a way sort of phasing out. You know, we had to get jobs, regular jobs, in order to basically survive. So, you know, the band eventually fizzled out, and this is what was left from the attempt that we made. It consisted of myself, Izzy Munoz, Alex Beltran, again on bass, and Ace Tyler on drums. All amazing musicians, and it was my pleasure working with every one of them. We sort of, you know, again, disbanded, and you know, as time went on, Izzy had called me up one day and said if, you know, I had looked at this website called Texas Metal Underground to Google it. And he said, yeah, we're on there. And I said, oh, cool. So, you know, I went on there and looked at it. And I signed the thing that, you know, said that I'd visit the website. Now, soon after that, I got an email from Scott, head honcho at Texas Metal Underground. Says, dude, where you been? You know, been looking all over for you. How would you like to do an interview on the website of Texas Metal Underground? We started talking, and the idea came up where, you know, I said, hey, dude, I got these tunes, you know, from way back when. You know, you want to take a listen? So I mailed him the stuff, and he was amazed, and he said, hey, well, how about we do a CD of this stuff? Well, that's how it started out, and it took 2 years, really, to actually put this thing out, but, you know, it's out now. It's actually available for purchase. If anybody wants to do that, just go to Texas Metal Underground or go to MySpace, finalvengeance.com. Texas Metal Underground. They were very, very supportive in financially in doing this for us. And I think I speak for everybody. It was a collaboration between mostly myself and the two guitar players, Ruben, who lives in San Antonio now, and Izzy, which still lives in Corpus. I myself live in Georgia. We are far away from each other, but we still keep in touch via email or by phone, and you know, it's you know, we still love each other. This is going to be a treat, I think, for those individuals that like heavy melodic haunting music. And obviously you'll know that it's, you know, 80s stuff, you know. I really don't like to put that brand on it, but you know, there's where it came from, and I hope you guys enjoy it. So, you know, take a listen, you know, shoot me an email. Hope to hear from you guys soon. Thanks, bye.
That was Alex Robles III with the song Chemical Sin from his band Vengeance, one of the many great bands from the 80s that did not receive the recognition deserved, but their perseverance kept the metal flame burning for all the bands that followed.
This is Alexander from Descent into Madness. Check out our King of the Blind demo at www.descentintomadness.com.
No!
Descent into Madness, from Houston, Texas, a new approach to metal.
The next song is presented by RockingBoy.com, your website for AOR, hard rock, and metal. We rock harder.
Звон серебряной зари. Я с тобой свеча гадаю на изгиб судьбы реки. Позабуду, не заплачу, горьких слез не пораню. Восковой свечой удачу я нагадаю, прима.
Oh,
Moscow, the Russian Federation. Band website. www.nevit.ru. Yes, are you ready for the next tune?
This is Jade from Exanima. You're listening to Sentient Metal Cast Radio. Check out our new album, Inside Warrior, released by Lion Music Worldwide. And read more on our own official website, exanima.eu. Exanima means from the soul, and we hope you enjoy our world of music.
Album Inside Warrior. Get more information from lionmusic.org. We are so sorry. The show must end. To iterate this more perfectly is Doris Bramble, also known as DB.
I didn't mean it. I was weak and I regret it. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
Doris Brimble, also known as D.B. with the tune Sorry. Well, friends, thanks for stopping by. Tune in next week when we ponder more dark matter and infinite sorrow.